Good afternoon. This is Lynette Johnson on WDLB at the Central Wisconsin State Fair, where there's always something going on that's fun. We're here in the Lang Building as part of the Wonders of Wisconsin project that is going on here at the fair. And I'm speaking with Vicki Pollan today.
Hello.
We're glad to be here, Vicki. What we wanted to ask you about is the fact that you folks are here today with the Animal Skull ID quiz, which is very, very interesting because people can learn more about animals by being part of this today and seeing what you folks are doing. Do you feel that people really understand what these skulls go to? Are they having difficulty identifying them?
It varies from person to person. Some people have no idea. Some people identified most of them. But if I explain the difference, then they'll notice which ones are rodents, which ones are carnivores, which one is not even a mammal, and things like that. So they get to take the quiz, they get to take the answer sheet with them.
Well, I bet people really feel like I've learned something today.
I think so. They've said that.
Do you find that it's a certain age that gets very excited about things like this? Do you feel that there are the children a little bit more inquisitive, or would it be more adults?
It varies. At first it was teenagers, and then we had some small kids, not really tiny, but small kids, and several adults that tried it, and families like just left here.
That is so interesting because I have never seen a display like this before, and I think I would personally have difficulty identifying all these. So we're not going to put me to the test at this point, but I know that you are with the Sandhill Wildlife Area, and for listeners that may not be as familiar with that, what is so important about that, and why do we need to know more?
Well, Sandhill Wildlife Area is a 14-square-mile fenced-in land that belongs to the DNR, and part of it is being used for research purposes for deer, for ruffed grouse, and other things. But also there's a 14-mile driving trail. You can take your car and drive through. You can ride your bikes on it or hike, and then there's hiking trails off away from that trail. And there's lots of wildlife there. Don't always see everything. Sometimes you see quite a bit, sometimes not so much. But the research is about what's happening with the deer and the fawn recruitment is part of their plan. And they also manage for habitat. So there's logging going on. There's been some planned burning and some mowing and things like that. Also, there's the remnant of a bison herd that was started by Wallace Grange, who originally owned the land before the state got it.
So a lot of people in this area may not have visited there, and we certainly want to encourage them to come because it is so educational.
Yes, it is. And the thing about it is you don't have to go there and find out if somebody's there. The gate, you open it up, drive in, walk in, whatever, from dusk till dawn. Excuse me, the other way around. From dawn to dusk, you can go in, hike, bike, drive the trail, whatever you want. In the fall, there is some hunting, but it's special regulations. You have to check that out.
So different times of the year, we can learn different things about animals in each season of the year. Is that correct?
That's correct. The main public time is from about the end of April till the end of October. After that, the driving trail is closed, but you can come in and bike through the walk-in gates or hike. If there's snow, you can snowshoe.
Well, it sounds like a really great educational day, but you'll have a wonderful time visiting.
I think so. We have had an educator in the past. At the moment, we don't have one, so the Friends Group is trying to fill in some of that work with workshops and things like that, but we're hoping to get an educator yet.
Well, that would be wonderful, and we certainly want to wish you all the best with that, and we thank you for taking your valuable time to speak with us today on WDLB. Thank you.